It's been a whirlwind 3 weeks. We've tried to build a brand new squad in 3.5 weeks, and we're pleased with who we've got in the door, and we still need three or four more players in, you know, add a wee bit of injection of pace in certain areas. But you know, we're happy with what we've got, and we're looking forward to going to Millwall.
Are you worried that you won't hit the ground running in terms of performances because of a turnover of players?
Obviously there's been a lot of players come in, a lot of players have gone from the football club, and it does take time to gel, you know. There's no hiding that fact. There is time, you know, and ultimately Saturday we'll see how far they've come, and we'll see the ideas that have been taken on board and the understanding between the players. But no, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's not something that we're going with any kind of fear. We're not trying to make any kind of excuses. We know where we are with it, and we're done the best we possibly can with it in terms of getting the boys ready and prepared for it.
How high are you setting the bar? I mean, what are your targets for this season?
First and foremost, you know, we need to steady the ship here. You know, there's been a lot of goings on and people leaving the club, and you know, a lot of managers in and out. So we need to steady the club. We need to build a structure around the club that gives it some longevity and start producing players, and hopefully ultimately that leads to success on the football pitch. I've got my own aspirations, what we can achieve and what we aim to achieve once we bring more players into the club. But I'll keep that to myself for now. We need to remain in the division. That's our first and foremost.
Looking around here, I mean, this could be and has been in the past not only a Premier League side, but a championship side. Are you hopeful you can achieve that sort of thing here?
Yeah, you know, you've got to keep expectations realistic in terms of where we are in the door 3.5 weeks with the budget we have to play with. But yeah, you know, ultimately that's what we have to aim for. You know, if you're not aiming for that, what's the point in doing it? You know, there's players and clubs that have achieved things that have surprised everybody last season. You know, I look at Burton that have gone up, you look at Leicester, you look at Northern Ireland. A lot of underdogs have achieved a lot of good things. You know, for us as a club, as I say, we need to steady it, we need to build a solid base to it, and see where it takes us.